This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and this CEO might be up for CEO of the Year. And I say that for a reason. Last time he was on my show, the stock was around 11 cents a share. Now it's around anywhere from 35 to 42 cents a share. And we're talking about Rory Cutaia. He is the CEO of Enfuse, Inc. You might remember his formerly name of his company was B-Booth, Inc. Well, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol FUSC, and that's the OTCQB. Rory, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Everett. Happy to be here.
You know, you guys are knocking it out of the park. What's going on over there?
You know, I'll tell you, you can have the greatest idea and product in the world. At the end of the day, it comes down to execution. And man, are we executing. And I'm extremely proud of my team. We've got a lot to be proud of. Everything is going the way we want it to go. And as I said to you before, we're exceeding even my own optimistic expectations. So good time for us and our shareholders.
Absolutely. So the last time that we spoke, you gave me a little bit of about what you guys are doing. Bring us up to speed. What's the game plan?
Well, first, I want to make sure that that our listeners and our fans out there and shareholders recognize that we've just gone through a name change and a symbol change. So we were B-Booth, BBTH before, and we've changed the name to Enfuse to better reflect who we are today. As you know, and as you recall, we started out putting audition booths in shopping malls for a TV show and have since evolved to where we are now with interactive video that we've productized. And I want to talk a bit about that, bring you up to speed on how that product has evolved. But the new symbol is F-U-S-Z, like zebra. So Frank, Umbrella, Sam, Zebra. We've evolved. The product is a CRM product, but it's unlike any other product in the CRM space. And as you know, there's some big gorillas out there with really terrific products. But if you talk to anybody that uses those products, they'll tell you that they're really good at tracking and reporting what their sales force, what their sales team is doing. So they do a great job of monitoring how many emails the salespeople sent out, how many phone calls do they make, what is the revenue they're projecting this week from the people that they're at least attempting to talk to. Great job at that. Companies that I've run in the past, we've used a lot of those products and they are terrific. What they do not do is give the salespeople a tool to actually help them sell. And that is the major differentiator between what we're doing and what everybody else is doing. You hear us saying we've reinvented what a CRM product should be. We've literally reinvented CRM. We didn't just look at what other people were doing and figure out how we might do something similar or perhaps improve on it. We started from scratch and reinvented what it should be, utilizing interactive video, because today everything is video. And not everyone that wants to be a salesman or even is a salesman is a good salesman.
That's true.
Everyone can improve. It's very true. And what we've done is we've created a tool that even inexperienced or poor salespeople can succeed with. And the way it works is you're able to send virtual salespeople to the screens of your prospects, and those people on your screen talking to you will explain very succinctly, right to the point, the value proposition of whatever the product or service might be.
Wow.
And you can respond, if you're viewing this, you could respond to the call to action right in the video. And that's what makes this completely different than anything else out there. So for example, you could be looking at someone on your screen telling you about a product and say, hey, if you're interested in this, would you like a brochure? Would you like some information? You could download a brochure right through the video. That's unheard of. You want to purchase the product, you could purchase it right there in the video. You want to sign up for a membership, you could do it right there in the video without leaving the video. So as the on-screen salesman is stirring up that emotion to take action or make a purchase, we don't direct them someplace else to do it and thereby losing some percentage of people. It happens right then and there. Now, that's completely different. And if you see what's happening in the market, what's gone on over the past number of years, people don't like to talk to salespeople.
That's correct.
They just don't. It's a reality. That's why people are buying online. It's not just the convenience of not having to go to the mall, because a lot of people like to go to the mall, but they don't want to deal with salespeople. That's why you see car insurance is being purchased online. Life insurance is being purchased online. Cars are being purchased online now. And that trend is growing. People don't want to listen to someone say, hey, so, you know, what city are you from? How's the weather there? How many kids do you have? They want to just make a transaction. They don't want to have that kind of small talk. And they want to do it when it's convenient for them. They don't want to be interrupted with phone calls in the middle of dinner. Those days are gone. But there's no product out there that empowers a salesperson to effectuate a transaction in a way consumers want it, except ours.
I was just going to interject just for a second. It sounds like you guys are getting almost to the platform of artificial intelligence.
We are incorporating artificial intelligence into our product right now. So that's interesting that you've asked about that. So as people are watching these interactive virtual salesperson videos, we're able to determine now what do they want to see next? What's the next thing that allows them to get to a decision right then and there? So the product continues to evolve every week. We're super excited about it. It really is a game changer. And people are starting to take notice. As you said in the beginning of the call, our stock's up almost 400%. So people are really starting to get it. We're now turning up clients where we've got some terrific projections for what we see happening this year and beyond. I don't think we could be more excited. We've recently been named one of the top 20 CRM solution providers for 2017 by CIO Magazine. I was recently named CEO of the Month for the month of April in that magazine. Let's see what else we've done since we last spoke. Oh, we've added what I consider to be several superstars to our management team, including John Cho, former president of Media Hub, a CDN network. And just this week, you may have seen a press release, we've added Mohammed Amandullah. Mohammed was the NASA project engineer who designed the video systems for the space shuttle and the International Space Station. So we're talking about people who are really at the height of what's happening in video. And having these people join our company is really, I think, a validation of who we are and what we're doing, and a testament to the future of this business.
Hey, Rory, remind us again about the Notified technology. What makes that different from your competitors?
Well, as I said, you know, the other products, as good as they are really just tracking what salespeople are doing,
right,
and they're not actually empowering them to sell. And that is completely different than everything else out there. When you're looking at the lead manager component of our Notify CRM product, you're able to determine how your interactions with that particular lead are working. You could see a metric that tells you this is a deal that's likely to close or it's not. Eliminate it, move on, focus your energy on the ones that you're actually going to close. And these are tools that the ordinary person who is attempting to break into sales, whether it's network marketing or any other kind of sales, now you've got tools that will really allow you to be successful. And that doesn't exist out there. And this is what's why people are so excited about it.
You know, speaking of metrics, can you give us any kind of metrics of what maybe sales might be in the third and fourth quarter of 2017?
I'm honestly reluctant to do that. I'll tell you why. We've put some numbers out there. We're looking at somewhere in the range of $16 million.
How much?
$16 million in 2017. But given what's happening right now, the traction that we're getting, I'm not so sure those are the right numbers anymore. And I don't want to mislead people. We're blowing past our own internal projections in terms of product development, customer reaction. So we'll probably look to revise some of those numbers in the near term. Things are changing rapidly. We've got something new that we're about to release that, as extraordinary as our CRM product is, I think I should tell you a little bit about this. Could you imagine watching the Olympics? And while you're watching the Olympics, you're watching a game, you're engrossed in the action, and you focus on a particular player on the field. Imagine being able to click on that player and buy his jersey or her jersey right there on the spot. Imagine looking at the billboards that surround the field with sponsors' names and being able to click on that sponsor's billboard and be taken to that sponsor's website or whatever else that sponsor wanted to do. Imagine that. Well, we have now created that product. We're in the process of demoing that product for customers right now. And that's where people like the new people we've just added, Muhammad Amadullah and John Cho, fit in. This is revolutionary. So today, when a sponsor is paying for a sponsorship for a particular piece of programming, they'll run their ads, they'll have their billboards in the background in the sporting events, and then they're going to sit there and cross their fingers and hope that they've created some enhanced awareness and people are going to show up and go to their stores or go online and buy their products. Well, how about now when they sponsor, they could effectuate transactions during the programming,
wow,
through the programming.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
Guess what? Guess what? That's real. Okay, and that's in motion. That's why I said, you know, I can't give you projections right now because we're just now trying to understand the magnitude of the impact on the marketplace.
Is that the product that's on the horizon?
Yes, exactly right. That's the product on the horizon I had referred to.
Wow.
Exactly right.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Our guest today is Rory Cutaia. He is the CEO of Infuse. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FUSZ. In closing, Rory, is there anything that you want to get out to my listeners that maybe we didn't get a chance to touch upon?
We are actually just launching a new capital campaign. So anyone, obviously for accredited investors, anyone interested that would like to participate, reach out to us at investors@infuse.com. We'd be happy to talk to you.
Well, I wish you nothing but continued success. You're knocking it out of the park over there. I think you're very undervalued at a market cap of around $35 million with the growth rate that you guys are doing right now. And hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Be happy to do so, Everett. Exciting time for us and our shareholders. Thanks again for having me on.
Thank you.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.